As I said earlier, there are North Korea's provocative missile launches and Pyongyang's efforts to expand its nuclear stockpile. More quietly, the North has been doing something else, trying to steal Bitcoin and other virtual currencies by hacking into South Korean cryptocurrency exchanges.
These are essentially places where people can buy or sell different cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin or Ethereum. It's similar to how you might trade on the stock market, but specifically for cryptocurrencies.
That's Luke McNamara. He's with the security firm FireEye, and he published a report this week looking at North Korea's attempts to steal these digital currencies.
I think to first put this activity into context, we have to go back to 2016, and that's where we first witnessed this group, a group that we call Temp Hermit, begin to target global banks and a payment processor to steal money. Initially marks the first time we've seen a nation state use its offensive cyber capability for direct financial gain. So flash forward now in 2017, and what this report is really about is we've observed these same actors target cryptocurrency exchanges in South Korea.
And have you been able to link these hacking attempts to the regime of Kim Jong-un?
Because this is based out of North Korea, and a lot of the other targeting that we've seen them conduct has been of strategic interest to the North Korean regime, targets that they would specifically be interested in, we assess with a high likelihood that this group is working in concert with the North Korean intelligence entities.
Right. So it's got those hallmarks of Pyongyang. Are you able to track how much money North Korea has managed to steal through these hacks?
Yeah, we haven't seen the specific numbers of how much they've been able to successfully exfiltrate from some of the digital wallets on these exchanges. We know at least one of these breaches was successful. And I think if you also look at the amount of daily trading volume in South Korea, it's pretty significant and makes up a big portion of the global trading in cryptocurrencies. So these are pretty big targets that they're going after. And then I think you have the other fact is that Bitcoin and Ethereum and a lot of other cryptocurrencies have appreciated pretty significantly in value this year. And it makes logical sense that if you're interested in stealing Bitcoin, these exchanges are a big centralized target to focus on.
So if, in fact, this is North Korea doing this, for months now, there have been talks of sanctions against North Korea. And on Monday, the UN did approve some. Do you think North Korea has been stashing Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies to soften the impact of sanctions?
Yeah, I think you can't ignore the fact that sanctions play a huge role in this. Cryptocurrencies definitely allow them one way to evade sanctions. It enables them to get hard cash because what they're able to do if they successfully compromise a digital wallet that's storing Bitcoin, they could transfer that out. They could send that to a different exchange and cash it out for a hard fiat currency. So if you look at some of the other illicit financial activity they're rumored to be involved in, things like counterfeiting and money laundering, they definitely see bringing in currency as a significant way to bolster the regime and fund their various government programs.
We've been reporting on the world about Bitcoin for a couple of years. And my sense, even though you said Bitcoin has kind of gone up in value recently, is that it's not the most stable currency. Do you think this could come back to bite North Korea economically?
There is a lot of volatility at present within the cryptocurrency market, as this is kind of an emerging asset class. But I think the advantages of it being something that is essentially a stateless currency probably outweighs some of that volatility, given that they're able to get around some of the anti-money laundering controls in traditional markets.
Luke McNamara, a senior analyst with the security firm FireEye, thanks for telling us about this.
My pleasure.